This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, yesterday on Cross Hope, we concluded with an illustration about David, King David in the Bible, as told by Stormy Omardian in one of her books, where she talks about the sin of David with Bathsheba and the sin of murder that he committed when he had her husband killed. We pick it up with those final remarks about that story and go on to the next illustration. On the message about adultery from Proverbs 5, 6, and 7, part of the series we call Street Credibility. God bless you as you listen to part 4. If instead of feasting his eyes on that woman, he had turned his eyes away, admitted his temptation to God immediately, gone right into the privacy of his own room, fallen on his face before God, then things may have been different. But David didn't do that. He kept on looking. He kept on thinking. He kept on lusting until his flesh had to act on it. He commanded that the woman, Bathsheba, be brought to his room. And while her husband was out fighting the battle that David should have been fighting, he had sex with her. When Bathsheba soon after discovered she was pregnant, David tried to cover up the adultery by arranging to have her husband killed in battle, which he did. This all began as one sinful thought. No one ends up in adultery without thinking about it first. Would you listen to that again? No one ends up in adultery without thinking about it first. It all starts with a thought. There was a controversial book that someone gave me in the 90s, written by a counselor about this subject of affairs. It was actually a very successful businessman. This book was given to him by his counselor. He said, "I want you to read it. I want you to tell me what you think of it." And there was a lot of it I didn't agree with it, but there was one part of it that was dead on, because I'd never heard anybody say this before. This counselor said to people who were considering having an affair, he said, "I want you to fantasize about something." And everybody knows when you say the word fantasy or fantasize, or conjure up all kinds of images, it's not what you think. He said, "I want you to fantasize looking at your children when they get the news about dad or mom. I want you to fantasize about looking in their faces and seeing the look on your daughter's face and seeing the look on your son's face when they get the news. Fantasize about that for a few minutes. Fantasize about your extended family finding out. Fantasize about the people at work finding out. Fantasize about your neighbors on either side of the house finding out what's happened in your household." And then he made his point that when you start fantasizing about those things that do happen, it might impact our behavior now. And I think there was a great lesson in that, to think it through. That's what Proverbs says 9 times. Think about where the destination takes you. I would be remiss if, in wrapping this up in a few minutes here, not to tell you that there is forgiveness and there is hope. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he," meaning Christ, "is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all," A-L-L, "all unrighteousness." It covers this. I want to tell you 2 things in closing, and then we're going to see a 1-minute video to wrap it up. We're all adopted. Did you know that? Every man, every woman, every young person is a Christian. You've been adopted into the family of God. You have, and so have I. We have a spirit of adoption, and we're adopted so that we can say Abba, which is the Hebrew word for dad. We can say Abba, Father. Why? Because we're adopted into the family of God through what Christ did on the cross.
Well, tomorrow on Cross Hope, we'll not only play the rest of the message, but there's a part of the message that is a video clip that was shown about a man kneeling before a cross praying for his wife. I want you to hear that video clip. We'll play it tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.